What happened, Boisai? Lessons from the Leif. Today's topic, Shavuos of Tammuz. Okay, I know it's the 18th of Tammuz, okay. The topic is, it's very lonely on the top. The Parsha this week, so Parsha's Pinchas, so of course really starts a little bit earlier in the show, right? Pinchas really starts with the end of Balak. And we find out exactly what this unbelievable person, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, did. And it's quite amazing, as I know that you know. So, I have a pretty simple Shiloh. Shiloh is like this. It says, the end of the parasha of the Maftir, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Vayakom mitoch ha'eda, Vayikach romach biyada. Pinchas saw these two people doing a horrible thing. We find out later is who? Cosby and what? Zimri. And we find out that they are doing these horrible things. And Vayekach Ramach Bayado. And he does the dubious distinction deed of killing them and entering the Magefa. V'haya ha-meisim ha-magefa abba v'esrimal. So then you all take a break. Tomorrow we'll start again. Yesterday we read what seems to be a obvious continuation. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Heishiv es chomosim yal b'nei Yisrael. Bikinos kinosi b'soichem v'lo kalisi es b'nei Yisrael. V'nosi l'chein amor ha'inein nosev l'sam b'rish b'shal. This is actually in many brises. Maybe we'll get to it. In many of the britot, that's what they do when they bring the baby in. The first words, it depends who, you know, where you live. But if you live in America, I don't know if anybody, I'm not asking, don't, this is not, I don't want to get personal, it's a blow of the bell question, but if anybody uses any of the Katzensteins, the famous Katzenstein family, who does it, so they're very, very quick. So they all, all of a sudden you're on a lane, and then he says, starts with these words, okay, when we moved to Eretz Yisrael, we had a much slower one. First, he did a little kavonis. No, not the Katzenstein. They're Yankees. So the Shaila is obvious. Why does the Parsha break? Why did we end the Parsha Balak? The Parsha should start with last week's thing, right? The Parsha should start. Forget about the thing that didn't end. It should start with Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen ve'yakom mitoch ha'eda Ramach. What's the break about? So that's what I want to try to understand. The break here, and it's important to point out, is an important break because something happens which is quite unique. And that is Pinchas is given the bris of Kahuna and Shalom. Very strange, seemingly strange. Because we learned that Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen. He was anointed as the Kohen Gadol. And he gave it over to his sons. Pinchas ben Elazar, of course, the son of Aaron HaKohen. So why didn't Pinchas become a Kohen before? So different Mefarshim give different reasons for this. Some could be, we know that there's a Shaila about Kohen Shaharek Asan Nefesh. It's a big modern-day Shaila today in the Israeli army, when you have a Kohen who's fighting, whether or not he can duchen. Famous Tshuva Rav Avadya Yosef is like, are you crazy? He should be like the supreme duchener. He killed the Oyev, he killed it. Others are against it. Others say, no, he has blood on his hands, right? We know about building the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech, as we remember what we have missed today without having the Beis HaMikdash. So, the simple answer that can be given, which is actually the Gra's answer that he gives, is that Pinchas was a minor at the time. He was 12 years old, he was 11 years old. Right, he had the heter and Shavuos over Tammuz not to, right? He didn't. He was able to eat and go in the pool, so he couldn't become a Kohen because he was too young, and therefore the anointment of the Shemana Mishcha wouldn't mean anything. Okay, that's a simple answer. If you want to get it a little bit less simple, you go to the Zohar. Ooh, the Zohar. So the Zohar says no. There's a different reason. He didn't become a Kohen because had he been a Kohen and killed, so he would be Tame, Tumas Kohen. He killed them. You can't get worse than Tuma, right? You know, this isn't grandma, you know, dying in another room, and maybe it's an oil, and maybe it's a shiloh. You actually killed somebody, you know, and by doing that, touching their body with your, you know. So you got a problem over here. And therefore, they made him a comb after, so there would be no shiloh. Okay. These are what I call technical answers. Rav Sajigon is a sefer called the Munas Videos. So he comments on a pasuk in Koheles that speaks about the fact that it's impossible to be a king, a human king we're talking about, and avoid any instance of sin. So again, there's simple interpretations saying, well, you're a king, you know, it's difficult, power gets to your head, things happen, people like you, people, you're going to sin. But the Sadducean says a little bit differently, that even the biggest tzaddik who's a king, who does good, there's always the possibility of going off the derech and sinning. And we know, ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher, right? Ain't tzaddik shelo yichta. He said slichos today. The concept of saying slichos on a Tana Sibur, in general, during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is that the biggest tzaddikim realize that in some shape or form, they could have possibly sinned. Right? And of course, they are dealt with chut asar, they're dealt with on a more difficult level. We had 2 weeks ago, Moshe hitting the rock. It's very difficult for us to understand because, you know, every other second we get angry, especially at our, you know, waitering. And so, what does it mean? So the Chassam Sofer actually writes this in his Tshuvas. He says as follows. I think this is a beautiful, beautiful interpretation. The Chassam Sofer says that this pasuk in Koheles about the sinning of the king, it's impossible to be a king without sinning, says that there's no tzaddik on earth who does a good deed and he's not going to be criticized by another person. You hear the vort? You're the tzaddik. You're the king. No, you know why he did that. He did it for the covet. Right? Person goes, he's a tzaddik. The camp's not paying him any money. He could be a weekend warrior and go to barbecues and play basketball and do all the great things and play golf on Sundays, but he's a tzaddik. And he says, no, it's a fast day. I'll first come at 10:45 city time because I made a mistake, the tzaddik, because I'm talking about somebody else. And then I'll come again and I'll give shir. What am I giving shir for? I'm not getting paid. Why am I doing this? He's a tzaddik. No, comes along other people and they say, he's not a tzaddik. He's a baal gaiva. He just wants a shirim to go on Yud Torah. That's why he's doing it. Right? This is what the Chassam Sofer is saying. It's lonely on the top. Person has the greatest reasons. People look at them and go, ah, what are we getting to here, obviously? Pinchas. Pinchas. Pinchas did the greatest deed ever. The parasha stops in the middle. And then it continues that he got a B'si Shalom. Don't you dare say that he did it for another reason. Right? I remember a gazillion years ago, a lot of years ago, I went to another camp. I'm not allowed to obviously legally mention the name of the camp here in Camp Misora, Morasha. And so there every week we had an amazing shir by Rabbi Willig. Mordechai Willig was Yeshiva YU. And I was a kid then. I was even younger than you, back in the 60s. And so I remember it was the week, a few weeks after that year, a gentleman you probably never heard of before, O.J. Simpson.
Not a Jew.
So O.J. Simpson got off. And he said, this is Rabbi Willig speaking. He knew how to speak to the campers, I can tell you that much. And he said, Nu, what's the difference between O.J. Simpson and Pinchas? I can't make this up. He really said this. And he said, they both killed, think about this, they both killed a Jew who was sleeping with somebody who wasn't Jewish. So he said, the difference is one was zealous and one was jealous. I don't know how to say that in Hebrew. You hear the word? Pinchas had the greatest intentions. He had love for Hashem. That's dafka why he was able to become the Kohen Gadol. It's very interesting. It says Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab asks, I don't understand. I were a Kohen. Now, you know, he doesn't say it like this. I'm just interpreting from Rav Schwab. Every baby's going to be brought in. They're talking about Pinchas ben Elazar. What about Aaron Aaron a Kohen. Give me a pasuk about, you know, Oyev Shalom v'roi Dev Shalom. But he says, on the flip side, every time we talk about kahuna, those that have the schus of living Eretz Yisrael and get Birchas Kohanim every single day, I'm missing it so badly. B'kedushas Shel Aaron. Why isn't it B'kedushas Shel Pinchas? So Pinchas was the ultimate Kohen now. So the answer is that Aaron did something, obviously being Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Roy Dev Shalom, but he missed out on something called Mesiras Nefesh. Pinchas didn't care at the end of the day what would happen to him. He knew going into this, he might die. Because, as you guys know, all the other Jews weren't doing such great things. And it could be, when he killed Cosby and Zimri, that they would go ahead and kill him. He said, no, we like what you're doing. Don't. He knew that. He had a Mesiras Nefesh. Says Rav Schwab, that was the difficulty with Aaron, if I could say it like that, but this is what he says. Because when it came to the Chayta Ego, he was too nice. And he wasn't a chur that got killed right away. He delayed them, but he didn't ultimately do Mesiras Nefesh like Pinchas did. There is a break in the Parshios to remind us that it's very lonely on the top. Mesiras Nefesh is not easy doing it for the right reason. As long as you know you're doing it for the right reason, you might even hear people saying things against you. But you just continue and go ahead and do that. And that's the importance over here. Just on a, I think on a similar level, we could say that that's why they say that Pinchas is Eliyahu, right? Pinchas Eliyahu, they never died. When we speak about, in our time of fasting today, on this day, so the Pasuk tells us in Malachi that Hashem sends Eliyahu lifnei the Godol v'Noira, the Yom HaGodol v'Noira. The Heshiv Levavos Albanim Lebanim Alvosa. We know this famous pasuk. Eliyahu is going to be this great peacemaker. Why? So the answer is, it's the Mesiras Nefesh that's going to be. If you notice that pasuk says, Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Es. What? I can't hear. Yeah. No. No. Eliyah. Without the ooh. There's no vav chibur. I know we sing it wrong. Okay, speak to the camp about that. Why there's no vav chibur? Because when Mashiach ultimately comes, sometimes Eliyahu's name is without the vav chibur, there's going to be a chibur of everyone. We're missing that. Today is a fast day. Today starts the commemoration for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the 3 weeks, which has to mean something to us. Not just complaining how hot it is, and how I have to work, and I have to watch the kids eating. It's disgusting. And there were some adults that were sitting at breakfast today, and they were eating. What's going on? I don't understand. Cheshboinus. The chibur of Pinchas, which is Eliyahu, is the Mesiras Nefesh, yeah. The chibur is, I am someone who can have the brisi of Shalom, can be Oyev Shalom, Vero Div Shalom, but I stop in the middle and I recognize that people are going to criticize me, but I don't care about that. And when we're in a camp setting, sometimes we face that difficulty of being criticized. Oh, look at the guy that's... Guys, just go to sleep. Your fearless leader, it's okay. He's not going to do anything. No, you have to have a Mesiras Nefesh. I think that Mesiras Nefesh also comes with this time of the year as well. We have a tremendous difficulty in trying to figure out how to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. I saw someone write, actually just yesterday, he wrote about that there is a group of types of people who think, and this is true, this was very true in 1967, it's kind of really sad that we have this fast day. Shavasar Batamas, Tisha B'Av, because we recaptured. 70 years ago, we got Eretz Yisrael. In 1967, we got back Yerushalayim. It's Reishis Michas Galut. It's the time of Mashiach. I have to fast? So he said, yeah, it's exactly when you have to fast. Because we're so close to Mashiach now. It's amazing. Right? Who would have thought the Navi speaks about what? Zakenim Zakenos that are going to be sitting in Yerushalayim watching kids playing. Your grandparents, great-grandparents, they didn't understand the pasuk. Like, how is that possible? I don't know if you've ever been to the Rova. There's a spot right in the Rova, IUD, that has the pasuk with all the benches there. Right by the Zilberstein Talmud Torah over there. The kids running, if they let them run around, I don't know. They have to learn all the time. Yeah. That's we'll talk about that another time. So, yeah, I don't think that's what they meant. I don't think they meant them playing sports. That's not what it meant. But there'll come a time where the Navi's talking to you. Yeah, but that's dafka what it is. It's dafka this time of Mesiras Nefesh, of us becoming Pinchas ben Elazar with Shalom. And saying, but I don't care what other people think. It's a big problem, in my opinion. Part of bringing back the Beis HaMikdash is, yes, the achdus of it, but let's not go too far in achdus. Because sometimes achdus means what? Well, I don't want to embarrass him, so, you know, or I don't want to embarrass her, if it sounds better for you. I didn't shut off the tape yet. So I don't want to embarrass her, so, you know, maybe we'll give a shir about Nagia in the workplace and in the dome. But the concept is that sometimes it's a mysterious start, sometimes it's not easy. By the way, it's not easy to fast until God knows what time. I don't understand how the fast started at 2:33 in the morning and ends, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm in Alaska or something. It's like the longest fast day ever. It should end at 2:33. That, you know, I don't know, but fine. But you understand the concept. This is a time of Mesiras Nefesh. This is a time we say, yeah, I'm in here for the summer. But I still have to sit and learn. I have to make Seder. I have to, and I say this to the waiters all the time. You have such an opportunity. There are people at the table, they look up to you. Say, oh, I remember when you were, you know, you're also a Nitzi one. Yeah. I see guys sometimes, some of the waiters had chavrusas with some of the teens. It's Shalom and Mesiras Nefesh all together. Right? You could be sitting and learning great things. Instead, you're sitting and learning Chumash with some kid. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Yeah, but that's what we build the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Eliyahu HaNavi, the Vav HaChibur. That's what Pinchas represented. He loves Hashem so much. He knew he was doing it for the I don't care what's going to happen. I got to do this. We have a great opportunity. It comes to Zmiros. It comes to... It's amazing what you can do in the short amount of time that you have to do it. That, I think, is what we built the Beis HaMikdash. That's what to think about today when you're going to have hours on end to think about today. So don't just think about how hungry you are, how hot you are, how going in the pool didn't help you at all, how the shower, the 16th shower you took today didn't help you at all. That's not what a fast day is about. How am I going to change? How am I going to bring Shalom and Mesiras Nefesh at the same time? And that's why when a baby comes in, that's the first thing we say. We say, baby, you got to be Pinchas. You got to be Mesiras Nefesh. But you also got to be a Shalom person. Those two have to combine with each other.